Studio 360.
Presidential nominees usually highlight their careers in public service to show how qualified they are to be president. Some were governors, some were senators. In the old days, some were war heroes. But one candidate took another path. The Republican nominee for president in 2016 is a decorated veteran of pro wrestling.
The hostile takeover of Donald Trump on Vince McMahon has happened at WrestleMania 23.
I didn't think he would do it.
Today on the show, we're talking about how we got to Donald Trump and the medley of cultural and political forces that set the stage for him to become the Republican nominee for president. I've been a student of Trump since 1986. At the time, he wasn't really well known, certainly not outside New York City. That year, Graydon Carter and I launched a magazine of satire and journalism called Spy. Our very first hire and chief deputy was Susan Morrison, who's now an editor at The New Yorker.
Hello.
Good to see you.
Hi, you too.
Susan was there with us back in the 80s as we concocted and tried out various epithets for Trump.
Well-fed condo hustler, ugly cufflink buff.
We actually said these?
Yeah. Shuttle-owning dilettante megalomaniac. This is my favorite. Joyless punk millionaire. Forbes 400 dropout.
Those
aren't they good?
Those are good. No, short-fingered vulgarian. It's funny that that's the one we decided on. I remember the short finger thing. That was based on Graydon's empirical observation of his fingers when he did his magazine profile of him before we ever started Spy.
I think that one probably stuck because we had empirical evidence that it upset Trump.
Yes.
Because he would circle pictures of his hands in gold Sharpie and send them to us. I think he continues to send them to Graydon.
He does 30 years later.
And again, the great thing about writing about Trump back then, it was so satisfying to know that we were getting under his skin. It was like bear baiting.
So a year ago, as this short fingers and small hands thing becomes like part of the national discourse.
It was unbelievable.
He had no problem with the word vulgarian. He called him a short-fingered vulgarian, and he's stuck on the fingers. Who cares about Donald Trump's fingers?
So we say to Mr. Trump, keep your short fingers out of the Nevada housing market.
And Marco Rubio, for his 48 hours of trying to be funny, brought it up.
The next thing, now, the other thing he says, he's always calling me Little Marco. And I'll admit, the guy, he's taller than me, he's like 6'2", which is why I don't understand why his hands are the size of someone who's 5'2". Have you seen his hands? They're like this. And you know what they say about men with small hands?
He used it, and then Trump responded to it as though it was about his manhood. And, which just grossed me out because I have said again, my most emphatic for the record insistence is that we never intended it to be about that.
No, we were actually kind of prudish about certain things like that. It wasn't a silly double entendre.
It was just a juvenile thing.
Gotcha.
The guy had short fingers.
Had weird hands.
Yeah. And then I think I actually did a spit take when I was watching the debate where it came up.
He hit my hands. Nobody has ever hit my hands. I've never heard of this one. Look at those hands. Are they small hands? And he referred to my hands. If they're small, something else must be small. I guarantee you there's no problem. I guarantee.
This isn't a debate for the nomination for the presidency.
And you know, there is an aspect of the fact that he took it up and kind of ripped the scab off and invited the whole press corps to dig back into Spy.
Yes.
You know, it's been nice that after 30 years, Spy has appeared in the press a lot in the last in the last year. And I was reading one of these stories, I think from Bloomberg, and the reporter had crunched the numbers and calculated that Trump appeared 8.7 times in every issue of Spy.
Really?
Yeah.
That's nice to know.
So if you see somebody getting ready to throw a tomato, knock the crap out of them, would you? Seriously. Okay? Just knock the hell. I promise you, I will pay for the legal fees. I promise.
Bad boys, what you want?